It's going to get windy again.
Forest-fired growth will just be catastrophically explosive.
Not what you want to hear, so get ready. Monday, December 9th, this is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Mike Simpson in for Alex today. Coming up, we got new tech to target some thieves on the west side. Also, Orange County turning into a humpback hangout. Yeah, the whales. They're sticking around for a while. But first, yeah, these winds. It is going to be rough. It's going to sound like that for a few days this week. Winds, dry air, hasn't rained too much. So we're getting conditions very similar to what we experienced last month when the huge fire broke out, the mountain fire. Not the only one. There were a few of them. But it destroyed dozens of homes in Camarillo. Here's our John Baird.
This almost never happens. Forecasters issuing what they call a particularly dangerous situation red flag warning. A red flag warning on steroids. Andrew Rourke is with the National Weather Service. He explained it this way.
The combination of dry fuels, extremely low single-digit humidities, and extremely strong winds all combine to form a situation where forest fire growth will just be catastrophically explosive.
This will have an impact on a huge area from Santa Clarita to the San Fernando Valley to the Ventura County coast, Calabasas, Thousand Oaks, Malibu. Here in Porter Ranch, which is always windy, kind of like wind central, one man just kind of shrugged off the wildfire danger.
I mean, we have had fires in the area in the past. I've lived in this area for like 20 years, but some of them have come close, but so far we've been in pretty good shape and they protect us pretty well.
John also talked to Ventura County Fire Captain Tony McHale. He was working that mountain fire.
I'm thinking, oh my gosh, the same area, Camarillo. So that whole area, Thousand Oaks, Ventura County, just like parts of L.A. County, are going to be at risk again. I mean, that's got to be frightening for people who just went through this.
You know, we of course, watch the weather very closely, and, you know, we've been monitoring this situation. Anytime you have an east wind like this, a setup like this, especially one that's probably going to be severe again, of course, it creates a lot of anxiety for all of us, but we are prepared. We are upstaffing right now. We are going into what's called a plan, a brush plan, where we staff extra strike teams of engines, additional equipment like helicopters.
Again, the worst of the winds tonight and into tomorrow.
We are taking back our streets.
They're getting high tech on the west side. License plate readers also staffing up using park rangers in Venice Beach. A part of an LA City Council member's plan to crack down on crime in her area. Here's Karen Adams.
Councilwoman Tracy Park, standing with the new LADA and LAPD chief, broke down her public safety package. It includes installing state-of-the-art license plate readers throughout the district she represents.
One of the most pressing challenges in our district is reckless street racing and intersection takeovers, especially at hot spots like right here at Lincoln and Manchester, which actually has the most calls for service regarding this kind of activity in all of LAPD's West Bureau. These reckless acts put lives at risk and property at risk and disrupt our communities. These new license plate reader cameras are a game changer in addressing this issue. This technology not only supports our officers, but also sets the stage for the implementation of real-time crime centers in the future. By leveraging innovation, we're making Council District 11 a leader in crime prevention strategies.
Her package also calls for park rangers being dedicated to patrol Venice Beach. She introduces her proposal Tuesday.
You're driving around. You got a lot to do. It's the holidays, people to see, gifts to buy, but you got to slow down, especially when you think how much that ticket's going to cost you and then how much that's going to cost you on your insurance.
Keep in mind, California drivers on average pay $2,800 for full auto insurance coverage. And Shannon Martin, an insurance analyst for Bankrate.com, says even one speeding ticket can make your wallet say ouch for a long time.
Drivers in California that receive even one speeding ticket could see a 38% increase to their rates going forward for the next 3 years.
That means your insurance rate would jump from $2,800 to $3,864 a year. If you get more than one ticket, count on yet another penalty.
Your insurance company adds what's called a surcharge to your policy. That surcharge stays in your policy for about 3 years. So let's say if you get one ticket and then 6 months later you get another ticket, you start adding more and more surcharges.
Keep in mind, insurance in LA averages about $3,800 a year. So a ticket could boost your cost to $5,200 annually. While you could try and fight the tickets in court, or go to traffic school, Martin says a better solution is to slow down and save yourself a lot of money.
That was Pete Demetrio. When you're driving slowly to those stores, watch out when they try and get you to sign up for one of those credit cards, because the interest on those, here's Jennifer Hodges.
Deferred interest is a sneaky tactic.
Ted Rossman, a Bankrate analyst, says they can be enticing.
Maybe a store like the Home Depot or Zales says, hey, if you use our credit card, we won't charge you interest for 12 months, let's say.
But Rossman says it's not like bank-issued cards.
When it's framed as deferred interest, if you don't pay the full amount by the time the clock runs out, then they go back and they charge you the daily interest rate times your average daily balance. I mean, even if you have just $1 left on your balance by the time that promotion runs out.
The average retail card APR right now is a record 30.4%. That's 10 percentage points higher than the national average for all credit cards.
Let's go to the beach. Let's go underwater. Newport Beach turning into quite the hangout for the humpback whales. Yeah, this is cool. LA Times says there have been sightings for the last couple months. Some of the staffers in the whale and dolphin watching outfits say they have never seen such a crazy level like what they're seeing right now. Normal to see them in Monterey Bay or Hawaii, Southern California. Usually we're just kind of the transitory point, but they've been popping up recently following massive schools of anchovies. Quick break, and then the Golden Globe nominations are out. I searched the archive for Hollywood music, and this one came up. It says Hollywood Orchestral Action Epic Drama. So there you go. Golden Globe nominations came out this morning. On the movie side, Wicked was one of the big winners. Seemed like everybody in the audience was cheering Wicked on. Vicky Moore and I on LA's Morning News on KNX News talked to Variety's Mark Malkin about some of the other movie nominees, maybe ones you don't know or you don't know yet.
Yeah, that happens a lot in terms of award season and nominations. There are movies that aren't coming out until later December, or they're small independent films that people just haven't seen. They're not the big blockbusters. Obviously, the nominating committees, they do get to see the movies before they hit theaters. So that's why you're going to see some movies on there that some people haven't seen. And I'm just going to point one out, The Last Showgirl. Could we talk about Pamela Anderson getting nominated? Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I just saw it on Saturday night. And she's going up against people like Angelina Jolie, Nicole Kidman, Kate Winslet, Pamela Anderson. Talk about a, you know, comeback. Wow.
Yeah, good for her. Absolutely. So the Golden Globes is not just the movies. It's also the TV shows, the streaming. So let's talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, of course. You know, like you said, Golden Globes are not just movies. They're movies and television / streaming. Of course, The Bear is very high up there with the most nominations. I'm really excited about one of my new favorite shows. Nobody wants this. It's the Kristen Bell, Adam.
I love
Brody
that show. I love that show.
Well, absolutely love that show. I'm so excited for them. It's Adam's first nomination. So that is very exciting to see there. Of course, Shogun, also a lot of nominations. You know, I think one of the things when you look at the Golden Globes, because it is TV and movie, you really see a wide spectrum of celebs there. By the time the Oscars come around, we know this. A lot of times we've seen these people a lot. Now, you know, the Golden Globes, you know, they call it sort of the frat party of award shows.
Is anything kind of taking shape as we head towards, you know, the Oscars, or is it just kind of we don't know yet with all these nominations?
We don't know yet, but you look at something like Emilia Perez, 10 nominations. They lead the movie, most nominations for a movie. This is a Netflix film. It's a streamer, obviously. Zoe Saldana, Selena Gomez with 2 nominations this year, not only for Emilia Perez, but she also was nominated for Only Murders in the Building. So go Selena Gomez.
You know, it used to be that movies were the big thing at the Golden Globes, and TV was just sort of, you know, on the side. Has it changed because of people's viewing patterns now, where really the ones that people know about are the ones that stream and are on TV?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's definitely different. You know, movie stars are now becoming TV stars. You have people like Kate Winslet, Kate Blanchett. They are nominated for TV / streaming shows. So for sure, it's not so divided anymore, where, you know, movie stars know if they go to TV, they get more fame and fortune.
Mark Malkin with Variety. You know, when he was talking about people getting to watch stuff early, they've also, the voters are already done with Squid Game Season 2. Yeah, it doesn't come out for us for another couple weeks, but they've already seen it because they're nominating it. LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at LACarGuy.com. Talk again tomorrow, either me or somebody else.